This week, the folks in Guthrie County are getting ready for their annual celebration. The Guthrie County Fair is getting underway here over the Labor Day holiday weekend, and I want to talk a little bit about that here this morning. Rachel Muir is the County Youth Coordinator. Shelby Van Horn is the County Director, and they both join us by phone here this morning to talk a little bit about some of the fun events. Ladies, thank you for the time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Shelby, I want to start with you quick because I know you used to be over here in Cass County. You've had some experience at different fairs and things. How different is it to prepare for a fair this late in the season?
Yeah, it's definitely a different change of pace as opposed to a fair that's during the summer. I do think it gives the youth a opportunity. I mean, they've had the state fair, so they've already had the opportunity to show up against some of the best competition in the state. So that's kind of an advantage for them. And then it's really just a fun family weekend, you know, one last opportunity to celebrate all their hard work and come together as a family and just spend those last few nice weekends together before the weather changes and school gets way into schedule and everything. So, It is different, but I think there's definitely pros that go both ways of a fair prior to, you know, the summer and then after state fair. So we're excited to have all the youth here and see what they've accomplished this year.
Yeah, and as County Youth Coordinator, Rachel, I guess this gives you just a little bit more summertime to work with some of the youngsters before fair. Talk a little bit about the numbers and things for some of the livestock events that we'll see. Are the numbers pretty solid this year?
Yep. So across the board, all of our numbers have grown. To highlight, our beef numbers are up by 15, and our swine numbers are up by 15. And actually, so if you've been to our fair in previous years, our sheep and goat numbers were kind of low, and we've actually almost outgrown that barn. So, we're actually pretty excited for that and to have a bigger show.
Yeah, well, it's always good to have great numbers. What do you attribute that to? Are kids just more involved right now?
I would say we've worked really hard in the county just to get more involved in the schools, in the community. This year we highlighted with 40 new 4-H'ers, so it's pretty exciting to see the youth wanting to be involved in 4-H and learning and growing alongside us.
40 new 4-H'ers? That sounds like a lot in a rural county.
Yeah, so it surprised us, but like I said, we're getting very involved in the community, in the libraries, in the schools, and so truly showing them what 4-H is about, and it's not just about static or livestock. It's all these different things that help you learn and grow and develop those life skills.
Yeah, well, and you even seeing some growth in some of the larger livestock?
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah.
Those are usually the places where we see decline because a lot of youngsters find it's easier to show, you know, sheep and goats.
Right, yeah. So a lot of people, a lot of our youth have bought in, and families, it's not just a one-man show. So those, we thank those parents, those superintendents. We've kind of started this leasing an animal thing where a couple of our superintendents have helped out on if they maybe live in town and they can't have animals at their house. We've had this like lease program and they are able to house those animals and those kids, those come out and work with those animals at their house. Or maybe I know there's a couple parents that have housed animals for other youth in each club, and so a lot of our kiddos and families have bought in, and yeah.
Well, and to, you know, you touched on something too. I mean, between the two of you, I know you do an awful lot as administrators, but you've got a fair board that helps with a lot of things and planning and all the processes and what have you. But it's the volunteers that really make this work. You mentioned the different superintendents, but there are so many different volunteers that you need through the county fair process, and you're blessed to have some pretty good ones.
Yes, yep. So we truly thank all of our volunteers, whether it is superintendent, 4-H leaders, fair board. It's not a one-man show to put on this county fair, so we truly truly thank them all.
You bet. Well, I see Horse Show and Swine Show on Friday, September 4th, and Sheep and Goat Show also on Friday. I'm looking through the schedule quick. I see on Saturday you've got Poultry and Rabbit Show coming up, and Beef Show is on Sunday, September 6th, and everything kind of leads toward the tail end of the fair. But talk about, other than the livestock shows and things, talk about some of the highlights for each of you. Shelby, start with you.
I guess for me... like I said, county fair is just a good way, a good reflection for youth to, you know, showcase what they've done all year. I mean, the amount of work that these youth do behind the scenes, we come and watch them at the county fair and see that unfold for, you know, the course of 5 or 6 days. But the amount of work that they do at home behind the scenes with those animals and the drive that they have, that's the thing that amazes me every year. And so we're just really looking forward to seeing all of the work that they've done throughout the year. And it's just fun watching these kids grow and develop into the young people that they are. We had the privilege of having a couple young people that we know fairly well come back and work with us this summer, and having them on our side of the table and getting their expertise is so fun, and just watching them grow and develop. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to most this fair. And also some other activities we have happening. Last year, we put together just some fun opportunities for youth to participate in, even if they're not exhibiting livestock or if they are. But we're doing a coloring contest all week. And then we're also doing a farm animal rubber duck scavenger hunt for prizes. And then Friday at 2 p.m., we're having a couple of our 4-H'ers come down to the show ring area, and they're going to do their working exhibits for us. So those kids already went and participated at the state fair, did their working exhibits, but we thought it would be fun for them to show those off to the community. And then Saturday at 5 p.m., we're doing some fun beaded garden stakes for a take-home activity. And then Sunday at 4 p.m., we're going to wrap up the fair and celebrate all the hard work that kids did and have popsicles on the playground. So we just have some fun little activities happening throughout the fair to keep people busy and entertained as well.
You bet. Rachel, how about you? What are your fair highlights?
I'm just really excited to just see all the 4-H'ers and FFA members come down and bring their projects down, whether it is static and communications, livestock, all of the above. It's just, it's truly amazing to see them grow each year and see how they kind of show up their project and all the smiles. And I'm just hoping for a fun fair.
Yeah, lots of activities. There's carnival. There's all kinds of things, obviously, for children at the fair. But in addition, there's the parade on Saturday morning that kind of gets things really kind of into high gear. There's so many other different types of events outside of the livestock shows going on for folks to enjoy. The Parade of Champions on Monday, September 7th, and that'll lead us into the premium auction as well, which is another important part of the fair. And we see some of those premium auctions kind of going in a different direction, but is it still strong in Guthrie County?
I would say, yeah, it's most definitely strong. So we start with that Parade of Champions. So anyone who, we kind of have these like purple signs that they get to hang up at County Fair, as well as anyone who made it to State Fair and Static and Communications gets to walk through that Parade of Champions. We start the premium auction with the Parade of Champions. So those champions get to be awarded that stuff first, and then we will lead into those clubs.
Wow. You know, I'm just looking through the schedule, and it's really packed. I mean, it really is a busy schedule during the course of that time. The cost to attend the Guthrie County Fair is $15 a day, or you can get a full weekend pass for $35 if you want to save some money. But it's an opportunity to keep the fair strong through the raising of some dollars there. But also, you give folks a lot for what they're paying.
Yeah,
there's an awful lot going on there. So, yeah, very good. And Brooklyn Haynes is the fair queen this year. So she's probably pretty excited about reigning over the fair.
Yes, yep. And I've seen her here and there, but she's also working on little project for kind of doing that lease an animal thing where she wants to do something with goats and kind of give back. They do like a share the goat program in the Dairy Goat Association, and she kind of wants to bring that to Guthrie County and do that with me. So we're pretty excited for that as well.
You bet. Well, there are events going on. The Little Amphitheater has a schedule of events that are going on that is largely geared toward younger folks, too. They'll enjoy it. It's family-style entertainment. And there are also grandstand events, the Grand River Rodeo on Friday, the figure eight races on Saturday. Also on Sunday, it's Tyler Rickton and the High Bank Boys. So some things going on both day and night for folks to enjoy. Really sounds like a good time. And the fair usually is pretty well attended, right?
Yes. Yes, we're hoping for another great turnout. I think the weather's supposed to be a little warm this year, but don't let that deter you from coming out and seeing some fun activities and some great shows.
Yeah, you might hold your fair in September, but it doesn't mean you've avoided summer weather, does it?
That's true.
Well, we kind of expect that for a county fair. So, yep, just when you thought county fairs were all finished, we get to enjoy one last big ride with the Guthrie County Fair coming up here this weekend, starting later this week and running through the Labor Day holiday weekend. We hope folks get a chance to get out and enjoy a lot of the great things and a lot of the great family entertainment going on. Rachel Muir is the County Youth Coordinator. Shelby Van Horn, the County Director in Guthrie County. Ladies, thank you so much for the time here today. Hope you have a great fair.
Thank you.